Well, I've done a good many things in my life, and I've had a good many jobs which dawned on me that I didn't hanker for, but I guess I've got my foot in it, far up to my bootstraps this time. You see, our opera hall at front and center had been shut up a long time, 'cause they couldn't get anyone that wanted to manage it. It belongs to the village, and they had tried most everything in it. Had Lyceum Bureau indoor chalked off wood, turned it into a skating rink, had a stock show in it, had community singing and high school debating. The last show we had was an Indian medicine opera company. One good thing about that show, if you didn't like it, they give you medicine to get it out of your system. The last debate we had was, is or is not our country in danger of the Bolsheviki? And after they had debated 2 hours on it, Jim Lawson said, before we go any further, I'd like to know, what is Bolsheviki? No one seemed to know. Ezra Hoskins said he wasn't quite certain, but he believed it was a kind of a Russian stock feed. He tried to get some for his grocery store, but there wasn't any in the market. And that busted up the debating. So as I've been down to New York a good many times and seen a good many operas, they talked me into being manager at the Opera Hall. They said what front and center wanted was some regular shows. Well, I had quite a time getting it cleaned out. One of the boxes had coal in it and a cat was raising a family in the other one. There wasn't many paintings on the platform. All we had was a timber curtain, a housekeeping picture, and the curtain which had advertisements on it. We had a melodeon and a piano. The piano had 4 keys gone, and the melodeon had 2 pipes that wouldn't stop playing. But I calculated a show could use first one and then the other and managed to get along. Then I wrote to a paper called the Opera Hall Reporter and told him that Pumpkin Center Opera Hall was ready to have opera shows. In about 2 days, a fella come along, said he was a bank agent for The Girl and the Tramp, a show that had had a long run in New York. Said he was doing me a favor and bringing his show to Pumpkin Center. So I engaged him. He used up a whole sack of flour to make paste. I had to furnish that, and then I had to rent furniture, get a pistol and a box of cartridges, carry wash water for the actors, find places for them to board at, and go security for it. And when they got into town, there was more show than I had engaged. There was 2 gals and 4 tramps. And they wanted an orchestra, so I had to get Charlie Sowers from Chillicothe to play the piano, Hank Schaefer from Polo to play a hand organ, and Jack Letter, that was working on the Pumpkin Center Weekly Bugle, played a jew's harp. When the show started, there was more laughing at the orchestra than there was at the show. There was all of 14 people in the Opera Hall, and 10 of them was passes. They may have had a long run in New York, but they had a long walk out of Pumpkin Center. We're going to have moving pictures soon as we can get the flims, but your Uncle Joyce won't be the manager.